The therapy you need from your favorite bitches.
Welcome back to another episode of Bitch Therapy. I'm Cameron.
And I'm Alyssa.
And on today's episode, we have some special guests with us.
Yes. So do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, my name is Mayeli.
Hi, my name is Isis.
How did you guys become friends?
Well, we met at work. She came to me, and then...
No, she came up to you.
Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. And then, well, as I always say, like, she's the man in our relationship.
I'm the man.
I always say she's the husband.
Yeah. Cam's definitely the wife.
Yeah. She's my man. Yeah, and
then... Or did we pump in the tires?
She put air in my tires.
So wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What a good husband.
I know, right?
Hey, but I'm a passenger princess, so...
She that. Is. She's
yeah. I like when Cam drives more too.
And then, yeah, she came up to me, and then I started coming to her. And then I think the first time we hang out was for the Friday the
13th. Yeah, tattoo.
Yeah.
And so you got tattoos on Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Oh, together. That's fun.
She mm-hmm. took me to get my first tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. What was your first tattoo?
It was cinnamon roll. I have it right here on my phone.
Let me see.
Aw, that's so cute.
That's cute. Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah.
Was there, like, a moment that you guys were like, oh, like, this bitch is going to be my friend? Like,
I think that moment, actually,
that moment, yeah, definitely. I think after, like, I just, like, you know when you hang out with someone and, like, you feel comfortable in their silence?
Yeah.
Or just, like, you either yap. And it's like, even though you comfortably yap, it makes sense. Like, that's just...
Yes. You guys speak the same language to each other.
Yeah.
For exactly. sure.
And it's nice because it's, like, you realize, like, you know, this is a good way to just, like, form great relationships. And, like,
yeah.
platonically or not platonic, it's, like, the first step is, like, your best friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that.
And I'm actually, like, happy, like, she's my best friend. Because,
aww.
Like, before, I had best friends, but, like, my best friends had their best friends. So, I never felt like I was, like, their best friend. And then
you needed, like, your person.
Yeah. And I'm glad I finally had my person.
Aww.
I love her very much.
She is my my Melody to my Karomi, you know.
Yes, that is so true. That's so true. Let's talk about men. Our favorite topic.
Let's just jump right into it.
Ready to talk shit.
So when was the first time you realized you needed to raise your standards?
You know what's funny? I realized that after every man I've encountered. I rose my standards. Mm-hmm. And then when I meet this guy, it's like, oh, I make exceptions for him because I like him. But then I'm like, ew, why did I do that? And then on to the next. And I do the same thing for the next one. It's like, mm-hmm. ugh, I can't learn my lesson. Like,
yeah, but I need to stop doing that. It's like each time your standards get like a little bit better. Because then you realize like the shit you put up with and you're like, all right, this is not going to fly anymore. Like, on to the next.
Yeah.
I think... Me, I don't know if it's an Aries thing, because I'm an Aries, but it's, like, I realized that after, like, a relationship. You know, every relationship I've been, I'm like, okay, why was I in it for this long? Like, it just feels like when I was in a relationship, they did more. Mm-hmm. Like, there was more, like, they got me everything I wanted, but obviously it didn't work out. So, it's, like, after I broke up and I just, like, had a situationship, like, I don't know, my relationship just made me realize, like, okay, like, my last relationship, he was buying everything I want, so it's like, I don't deserve that. And as an Aries, like, I jump into relationships so quickly, and I'm like, nah, that's it, no more.
Maybe it's because of my Aries moon. I either don't fucking like you and have no feelings, or I'm like, okay, well, if we're gonna do this, why don't we just get married tomorrow?
Yep.
You know, I have such an issue taking things slow.
Yep, me too.
Always. I either don't like you, mm-hmm. or I'm like, if we're gonna try it, let's try it for real. Yeah, go all the way.
Literally is how it
Zero
is.
To 100.
It's like, I'd rather you tell me what you want right now, that way I don't waste my time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I feel like as we get older, it's like, you need to cut the bullshit, and like, if they're not giving you what you need, it's like, and then you see someone else, well, it's like, all right, why am I wasting my time with you then?
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, on to the next, let's see how much better this can get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Within the past year, rate your dating experience 1 to 10.
Laughable.
And, honestly, the past year, I've just been hung up on one guy that I, like, completely ignored all the other ones. I guess
okay. It's
zero.
Relatable.
Zero?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, same. It's
zero?
Just like, I have this thing where it's like, I'll be obsessed with one person, and it's just like, if they're not doing what they're supposed to, or just not, like, reciprocating. It's just like, in order for me to get over him, I'm obsessing with another person. On to the next. Like, it's like, obsession wise, it's just like, that's it.
Yeah, I'm not like that. I feel like if he can't have me, no one can have me. That's it. It's over for everyone.
Yeah, it's like, maybe like untouchable then.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're like that, Kim?
Yeah, I know, I'm definitely like that. Like, if one guy pisses me off, I'm like, all right, now no one can have me, and now it's like, I'm gonna raise my standards. And then I feel like guys like feed off that energy, and they're like, oh, she really like is not gonna settle for anything less, and really like knows her shit, you know? Because like, they can tell when you're putting off that like bad bitch energy, like, because some guys will be afraid to come up to you because they feel like your standards are too high or whatever. But I feel like it's important to like keep that standard high, because then when you meet someone and they will meet all your needs, it's like you'll be able to like them that much more, because then you're like, okay, I can feel like safe in this now, because they're providing me with what I need.
Because you want to feel submissive, you don't want to feel like a guy. Yeah, you don't feel masculine.
Like I have to do everything.
Yeah, like if I could provide everything I need for myself, like, what are you bringing to my table?
It's true.
Exactly. It's like, if I'm giving myself everything I need, it's like, what are you gonna do for me? It's like, I want a man to put me in my feminine so bad.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. So rate your experience, Cam, 1 to 10, the past year.
Oh my god. Okay, I've dated a few loons this past year. But I feel like I always end up going back to, like, the same, like,
you spin the block?
Kind of, yeah, spin the block. I always keep going back. Like, I'll date a little bit, and then I'm like, all right, all these guys are shitty. And then I'll just go back to, like, someone that actually, like, will uphold my standard. But then it's like, I'm always like, okay, let's see how good it can get, you know? So I feel like dating, like, overall, I don't know, it hasn't been too great. I mean, I've definitely gotten some use out of some guys that I've dated within the last year. But I would still rate it probably, like, a 5 or a 6. Because, like, even though they were giving me some things I needed, like, it wasn't the overall whole package, and there would still be like little cracks in how they were acting. And I was like, okay, they're giving me a little bit of what I need, but it's like, am I their dream girl? Like, are they really gonna, like, you know, go all the way and like really take it there? So it hasn't been too great, but
like, let's be honest, the dating pool is dry right now.
Yeah, like, it's so dry.
Like, it just gets worse and worse.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of guys are hurt, and they're in, like, their wounded masculine, so then they're like, oh, what do you bring to the table? I'm like, first of all, my cup is already full, like, I have my friends, like, I have my own shit going on, so it's like, if you're not gonna top that, why am I even gonna waste my time? Like, you have to prove to me, like, I'm so sick of guys being like, oh, like, what do you bring to the table, what do you whatever, it's like, I already am the fucking full table.
I am the full table. I am the table.
Literally.
Exactly.
So I'm just like over these guys.
Yeah.
Thinking they're the shit, and really they literally bring nothing to the table.
Absolutely. But like pains and headaches and just like heartbreak.
Literally. I'm like, you want to be a girl? You want to be a bitch so bad? Like, you want me to get you fucking flowers? Like, be for real.
I feel like last year was really, I don't know. Like, I did not go out the best guys, but progressively towards the end, like, they've gotten better. Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of more positive about it now because I have literally gone out with scum of the earth. So I guess I, like, compare them to, like, such shit. Yeah. But I feel like each guy or, like, that I've been dating has been checking more boxes off that I'm looking for. Obviously, no one has been my complete package yet because, you know, I'm not in a long-term relationship with anybody. But I think, honestly, I wouldn't rate it that bad. Like, even the start now, like, I've been dating some guys and they've been better than the last one so far. Just, you know, checking more boxes off.
Yeah. That's good.
Probably because I graduated college too, though. I'm dating like actual real men, like have jobs. I'm like, they're doing some more things for me now.
But that's good. Like, you're on your way up.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like I'm at least climbing up the stairs now instead of just keep falling back down. At least I'm climbing up. So I would give myself 7.
Oh, okay, that's good.
That's high as shit.
Yeah.
That's high as shit.
It's like compared to what else is out there.
Yeah.
So out of all the dates that you've been on, what is one of the craziest dates that you've ever been on? Like in your life, like not just the past year.
Like a very memorable one. It could be funny, could be bad, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm pouring you guys another shot of soju to think about
this. It's crazy because it's like, I haven't even like started dating until like this year and last year.
Okay.
Which is so weird. Because again, I'm always
2 years of dating is a lifetime.
Or like any crazy situations that happened to you. Like one time I had to jump out of a guy's fucking second story window to get out of his house. So
that's crazy.
That's insane.
I almost had to do that once. Like I almost had to escape from the fire thing.
Oh my god, yeah, the fire escape.
I didn't have to do that.
I guess you could say this because I was in a relationship and we were on a date. Went to the movies and this. So the situation was that I was dating him, whatever. And we went to movies. I think we were watching Frozen 2.
Aw, wholesome.
Right. It got interesting because he had a phone call from his mom saying she was in the hospital.
Oh, no.
And basically what happened was, like, we went to a hospital. He's just like, yo, listen, like, we have to go. I was like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Left. I was like, of course, it's your mom.
Yeah.
And so basically she was just saying, she's making up, she's saying that she was, like, hallucinating. She was seeing things. She thinks someone's drugged her, like, while she was at work, blah, blah, blah.
Oh my God.
I was like, that's, like, really weird. Like, you sure? He's just like, yeah. And then, like, 10, 20 minutes later, she confesses and she's like, oh, actually, I went into your room and took, like, because he was a drug dealer. Went into your room.
Oh, my God.
And took one of your candies. And he was like, what do you mean, Mom? He's like, it was, she took an acid strip. Like, it was just
oh. Oh, my God. That is crazy.
She was going on a trip that night.
But this is the worst part. I think the reason she did that because she was zealous. So, like, she used to, she had three bedrooms, okay. And, like, his room was connected to his mom's, so for her to come into her room, he has to go to his. Yeah. I'm like, you're a grown boy, like, you should have your own space, like, why don't.
Yeah, like, she could always see what you're doing.
Right, and so, finally, he moved out to the other rooms, because she was renting it out, and the person left, so he got his own room.
Yeah.
So, I guess he got his own room, mind you, like, you know, he has his own door, he locks it, whatever, he has his own key, but his mom has the key, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when he started dating me, like, I don't know if she got zealous or something, or she did it for attention.
Yeah, or she was, like, curious to see what he would be hiding when he got his own space.
But the thing is, she knows she sells drugs.
She probably did get jealous.
Yeah, the thing, she knows he does sell drugs. So I think she just did that just to, like, a plea of help. And I'm just like, but why? Your mom's old, and, you know, she's grown. Why is she experimenting? He's like, yeah, but you have to understand her. I'm like, no, I don't.
Yeah, it's like, why would you put something in your mouth you don't know what it is?
Yeah. And then lie about it. That's the worst part. Why would you lie and then confess later?
That's toxic and weird.
So that was crazy.
It's like toxic parent.
Yeah, that was crazy. And the crazy part is that, like, she would get up and she was like, she's like, I'm gonna go home, I'm gonna go. And she, remember, she was, like, naked under her, like, her gown. She's in the hospital.
God. Yeah.
And she's like, I want to see my dog. I want to go home. I'm like, trying to get him because he was talking to the doctor. I'm like, yo, your mom, she's leaving. And I'm like, girl.
It's like, she's tripping. You need to get her.
Wait, what date was this? Were you guys dating or like?
We were together, but we were just like, let's go on a date. Like, let's go out. Let's go to the movies.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, let's go to the movies. And then that happened.
That's
just
crazy.
Like, and she locked herself in the bathroom and was drowning herself with the shower. And I was like, oh, this is just a lot. It's just a lot.
Damn.
It's just a lot of moving parts to this.
And she apologized to me, but I'm like, Dad, your mom made me, like, I'm sorry, but I lost all respect for your mom. She made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I just.
You're so uncomfortable.
Like.
It's weird.
So, yeah, that, I would say that was crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to add to that?
I do remember this one time where I had to sneak outside of my house, like, from my house to meet with this guy. And then I got in this guy's car, and I guess my mom was looking out the window, and she saw me leave with that guy, and then she called me immediately saying, you have to be home right now, I'm gonna call the cops, blah, 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 blah.
Oh my God. My mom would do that too, though.
I was like, oh my God, okay, you have to drop me off home. And then he was scared too, so he dropped me a few houses back.
No.
And this man, like, drove out so fast. And then my mom, like, she was outside, and then, like, she, like, met me halfway, and she smacked me.
Oh my God.
In the middle of the street, I was like, oh.
That is a Latin mom.
But you know what's funny? I dodged it.
Because I dodged it.
She probably felt so disrespected.
And I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, go inside the house right now. And then, yeah.
That's funny.
And so, speaking of guys that you've been out on dates with, have you ever, like, hit a lick on a guy? Like, gotten him back for something or, like, did something sneaky, like, pulled one over on him?
100%.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, I have so many. I could count so many. I think as an Aries, like, I always try to, like, or just as, maybe it's a me thing, but I always get revenge no matter
what.
Oh,
no, I'm about that, too. I'm like, you think you're going to fuck me over?
Yeah,
I'm going to
fuck you over.
You won't even know.
I was like, nah. I think one time, my ex, he, you know, it was on and off. Like, he hit me up. I imagine he had a girl. And I was like, you know, I'm entertaining, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I saw that they broke up. I'm like, okay. You know, they broke up.
Yeah, you're like, he's free right now.
Yeah. And so I guess we were, like, doing it on and off, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess, like, I see that he went back with her. I'm a stalker. I have multiple accounts. Like,
Maybe,
come on.
So do I.
And so I saw it. And I was like, oh. So I messaged her. I sent her the screenshot. I was like, this your man?
Oh, my God.
Yep. And then, like, when I sent her that, he called me. Because we weren't talking after, like, I blocked, and then, you know, I blocked him. I was like, oh.
I love that.
Block, let me send her the receipts, and that's it. I was like,
that's
it didn't work out, it didn't work out.
Yeah, you're like, you think you're trying to fuck me over, I'm going to fuck you over.
That's
I always, I was like, I always keep screenshots of receipts. I'm like, yeah, here you go.
I have, in my, like, photos on my phone, I have a whole, like, section named receipts.
Oh.
No, you gotta keep the receipts.
Yeah.
Like, you never know what you're gonna need.
It's only from exes, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, just in case you spill some of my shit, I'll go spill your shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally.
I feel like for me, the only time was when this guy, he was trying to talk to me. But he had, like, weird mood swings that one week he would talk to me and, like, we would go out. And then the next week he would, like, be like, I don't exist anymore. Like, he would act like I don't exist. So I'm like, okay, what is this? I guess we're not talking.
Yeah. I don't like that.
I hate that.
Yeah, so I did was, like, just mind my business and just on to the next. Like, and I was talking to, I guess, someone that was close to him. But I didn't know, like, they were that close. Mm-hmm. And so I guess he found out. And then he ranted. Like, he, like, started, like, going off on me on messages. He's like, oh, I'm not the one, blah, blah, blah. Like, I hope you don't find out. Something like that. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I am so confused. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like, I have moved on. Like, I forgot about you. Yeah. I didn't know that was your boy, but I mean.
Well, your boy shouldn't be better than you. And then it's like, I was so confused. Like, and mind you, this guy's older than me. Mm. So it's like.
Ew, he's like being so mature.
Yes.
It's like, grow up, bitch.
And I'm like, I'm not going to be waiting for you. Just be like. Just no. Because of mood swings, like, no.
Hell no.
Yeah. Mind you, he was a Pisces, so.
No! Oh, no, Pisces men are that's the, worst. The fucking the worst. Worst.
Pisces. They are.
There's something Pisces about in a general, Pisces
like,
man.
They will plot the end of the world.
Yeah, they're crazy, and they're super, like, hot and cold.
Yep. They are. Yeah. This guy was so hot and cold, like, he would use, like, his depression as his personality, which, oh like, I get it, like, yeah, people go through that, yeah. But, like, try.
Yeah, it's
try.
Like, don't put that on other people, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's not anyone else's problem but your own.
No matter what happens in your life, you shouldn't be trying to hurt others.
No, definitely
like,
not.
Bring anybody else down. Yeah. It's not okay.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's like, don't you want to work through that and get better? It's exactly. Like, these men just don't understand.
So, what are your deal breakers for men?
Yeah, like, oh, like, if he doesn't have a car or, like,
if he has a kid.
Whatever. Oh, yeah. No, that's a good one.
You're not going to be, yeah. I'm sorry, like, you, nah.
Yeah, because also it's, like, what happened in your last relationship that it, like, you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. I feel like having kids, like, so serious, so it's, like, you can't even, like, take care of your kid or, like, what happened, you know what I mean?
The first thing I think about, I'm like, okay, so now you're already paying child support?
Yep.
And if you're not, then you're... piece of shit, so right. I don't want you regardless.
Yeah, or it's like you're always going to be attached to that other person, so it's like, are you the one that fucked up, or are they the one that fucked up? And it's like, if they're the one that fucked up, it's like, now I have to deal with that because of what you did.
Exactly, yeah. And the baby mamas are always going to be there.
Oh, no, and we're so young, it's different if we were like all divorced and older already, like everybody has kids. Like, it's different, like, for someone to have a kid at this age, or like, it's just, they're still mature too, so I feel like it's a lot for them to deal with that and be in another relationship.
Exactly.
I don't know.
It's like, you can't even juggle one relationship, how are you gonna juggle two now? So it's like fair to not wanna have to deal with that, like their baggage and shit.
As soon as guys know I'm taken, they all flood in. Guys want what they can't have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's 100%. Literally what. So if you're taken or preoccupied, they want you even more.
Right. They're like, so we can't be friends?
Yeah, it's like an ego thing, so they try to like friends. Wiggle their way in. Like,
boy, I know damn well you don't want to be my friend.
I feel like it's very difficult to have a guy and a girl friendship.
No, it is, but I feel like that's just more so because of how guys think, though.
For sure.
Because it's like they can rarely be platonic friends.
Like, you can't be too pretty because they're going to like, ooh, I'm in love with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
ooh,
what are you talking about? You're my type. Like, don't say passive aggressive. Don't say subtle comments like that.
Like, you know, if you go out for drinks and like you're wearing a little couture, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, you just, like, get me, and then, like, lean in. You're like, relax!
You're like, oh, I had a guy friend who I was, like, friends with, and, like, immediately, no, he was just like, oh, I could tell you're not wearing a bra today. I'm like, oh.
You're like, that's not something a friend would say like that.
Right. I had a friend, and I was, like, so comfortable with him. We would just talk about, like, the most sexual stuff, but it wasn't, like, I wanted to do it with him or he wanted to do it with me. It was just, like, we were just talking like that.
Yeah.
And then one time, we were in the car, and then, like, it got quiet, and then he was like, I don't want to say this because I don't know how you feel about it, and I was like, okay, just say it, and he's like, I feel like there's sexual tension between us.
And they're like, where? God,
they always say that. They're like, you know we have a connection. They're like, you know it. They always say that shit. Like, they try to, like, convince you. They're like, right? Don't you feel it? No, you have to know it. You have to have noticed it.
I was like, where's the sexual tension? But, I mean, if you feel it, I don't know.
I mean, is love really blind? Because I feel like that plays into it. Like,
not for men.
Play into
not
it.
For men, no. Not for
that's
men.
That's what I mean. It's like, they could love what they hear and what you're telling them, but then it's like, if they see you and they're not, like, instantly attracted, I feel like it's going to knock it down for them. And they're not really going to like
they
you.
They care
attention
a lot
anymore.
About looks.
Yep.
They care a lot.
They care a lot
mostly
about
looks.
Mostly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could give two shits
women
about you.
Women care a lot less. About looks.
Yeah, and girls will make excuses, like, women will make excuses for men, like, hey, he's not the best looking, but, like, he's really nice and does this,
I always do that. I'm like, he has a good job.
Yeah, you're like, he has a redeeming quality, though.
I'm like, he's taking me out to nice dinners.
Yeah. I want to ask. So it's like, okay, okay. So what is like something that turns you on in a guy have to be like what are
like non-sexual?
Yeah, like for me it's hands. I like nice hands.
Oh, you on mean a guy. Like a body part?
Yeah, like hands. I like nice hands and nice neck. Like that shit makes me deprived, yes. Like deranged.
I like if they have like a big back, like big broad shoulders.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's because I have wider shoulders. Yeah, and I feel like the, when guys have narrow shoulders, I'm like, oh, am I wider than you? Come on. Like, they need to be a wider back. I like that. Because yeah. Then I'm like, if like someone's looking at us from behind, like, I don't want to be like, eh, and then you're like,
eh. Yeah. It's like all muscular, and then they have that curve in the lower back.
Mm. Yeah, like, I like a big upper body, because then you're, yeah. Like, you're strong to pick me yeah. up. Like, we could be doing some crazy shit, you know? Like, I don't want, like, yeah. a
woman. I love hands.
Me too. I love hands. I'll look at that because, you know, like,
yeah, some guys have weird ass hands. Like if they have like stubby little fingers, yes. Or, like, I gross hate hands. That. Or like, don't bite touch their me nails. With those.
Yeah,
men sexualize women heavily yes. when it comes to like obviously anything that's big. So boobs, ass.
Guys
like,
sexualize yeah. my hands all the time.
Really?
I don't know.
Well, I really? Feel like guys like small little like dainty hands. Like they always be like, oh, let's measure our hands.
Yeah.
Like, to be, like you
yeah,
know.
Yeah. Like, over you. Me, I'm like. If you got nice hands, we'll be staring at it. What about you? What's your non, like... Oh, you said...
Yeah, I like, so like, I have a big upper body. Okay. Like, I like big arms. Mm-hmm. I also like the neck. Or, like, I don't know. Like, I love the eyes.
Yeah.
Like, because I just feel like...
She
if
loves
I could, like,
blue
look
eyes.
Into your,
she
like,
loves
his
the
eyes
blue
forever,
eyes.
Like, oh, you don't need anything else, you know? Because also, too, I feel like if guys don't have good eyes, then I'm like, you're staring at me with your little fucking beady serial killer eyes. I'm like, get away from me. That's
funny. Okay, so what's one thing besides a body part that, like... a man does that turns you on, like say if
yeah,
you're
like
on a
an
date
action or like something that they do like personality wise that you're like, oh, love that.
Yeah, like for me it's like when they take my coat off, I think that's so hot, and like put it on the chair, I love that. Like that's
yeah,
just
that
like an extra
hot.
Step besides
it's also like a little classy too. I'm
yes,
like, oh,
it's so classy, like I feel like I'll be like princess treatment, like you're doing this for
I
me
like,
you know?
I like yeah. when a man, we're at a bar or we're sitting next to each other, I like when guys like do the thing with their legs, like spread it out, and they go like, and they go like that. Like when their legs, their pants are just like, it's just they're. I guess like
the
leg
way
spreading.
They sit or kinda.
Yeah, their thighs are showing, they and they're like it's just like, and their like knees are touching me or like they're facing me with their legs like that. I'm like.
Yes.
I just be like.
Yes. So like they're sitting towards you, like oh, with their legs open, like
yeah.
in front of you, like being close to you,
mm-hmm.
like giving
that
aura. Makes
very intimate. And I'm like,
yes.
that shit turns me the fuck on. I'm like, bro, this yeah. drink, let's go.
Yeah.
I guess I like
when
the
guy.
Last night. I like when the guy looks at me and like you can like that type of look that's like. It looks like their eyes are heavy, but they're just intrigued at what you're talking about. Or they just
yeah,
like talking
that.
To you.
The sex look?
Like, yeah, like they're like in deep conversation with you and they're like.
Sex look?
Yeah.
No, it's literally a sex look where it's like, yeah, it's like.
Do you know how to
yeah,
read body language?
Yes. But I always know. I'm like, they fucked. They like each other. He's not into it. She's not into it. She's annoyed. He's happy. Like, I'm really good at reading people's body language. I fucking know.
I honestly just love, I think it's so hot when, like, I'm like, when the guy just pays the check before you could even look at it. Like, if the check just comes, he just
that's
puts his
so
card
true.
Down, he's like, take it. Like, he doesn't even have to look at it, because, like, you know what we ordered. Like, just take care of it.
No.
Like, take
just
care of it, man.
His card
when
yeah,
they pay
like,
for
that's
it,
so hot. Or,
when
like,
we're in the bathroom.
Yeah, like, or if you go to the bathroom and then you come back and they're like, oh, you want to get out of here? Like, oh, what about the check? They're like, I already got it. I'm just
okay.
like, oh, Penny's wet.
I'm like,
oh,
right.
What
I'm
if
like,
guy,
thanks, sugar daddy.
Yeah,
what if
thanks,
a guy,
daddy. Real man.
What if a guy makes you dine and dash?
No.
What? Girl.
No.
No. What broke ass you going out with? No.
Turn off.
Imagine, would you guys be down for that?
No.
No, what?
I'd be like, oh, you have no money? I got money. Bye.
Right.
I feel like I'm leaving.
I'm like, you're gonna get us like fucking arrested or like
literally.
Fucking.
I'm like, you don't care about my
well-being.
Like, you're
gonna,
get
you're
arrested?
Gonna embarrass me. Like, we're gonna get yeah. chased after. You're like, no.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
No,
I
don't
like that. I like a man who like just lays their money out. Like, here, bitch, take it. No, you know what?
Or like if a guy would be like, oh, like here, or like if we're out or something, and they'll be like, oh, like here, like you need to get home, and they'll just like hand me money.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, you want
to
take care of me?
We used to get money all the time.
Yeah, literally.
in the city, like, literally. We would just
so
like,
put us on.
Yeah. No, we would no, like, oh, we need to get city, home. Okay? Like, they'll just give us $100.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, I'm leaving, but I want to make sure you get home. Here's $100. Take an Uber home. But talking about getting out of things, what is the craziest way you have ever, like, turned down a guy or, like, gotten out of, like, a guy trying to get on, like, with you?
That's a good question.
I would just say, oh, I'm 16.
I'm underage, sorry.
You thought louder. The shit you say is funny as hell.
I'd be saying, oh, I'm 16, I'm underage, I'm sorry.
So I heard about attachment styles and people, and I just want to know, like, what's your attachment style when it comes to, like, relationships, platonic or non-platonic?
All right, first, let me know yours, because I really don't know.
So mine, these are the four is avoidant.
Yeah.
Anxious, secure.
Yeah, and then it says disorganized.
And disorganized, yes. Yeah. So you could also have multiple in one. Like, so mine is anxious and avoidant. And honestly,
I think mine too.
Yeah,
I think
and it's anxious it's and avoidant. All based on the way that you were raised. Like, you know, my mom was in a very affectionate person. Yeah. And also, my dad wasn't there, so it's just, like, when I do receive love from someone that's genuine, it's, like, I perceive it as a red flag. Like, oh, I don't want that. Like, I just, like, run away from it. I'm, like, I don't want to, like, no. And the anxious is, like, when you are in a relationship, right, and everything's, like, you know, fine, but it's, like, you overthink things, like, anything. Like, you'll get into an argument and, like, say, like, you're at work. Like, you'll literally leave work to go see your partner because it's, like, it makes you anxious. Like, it's, like, you know.
Like, I have to deal with this right now.
Yeah.
And you I need do to that. I literally, like, I hate admitting it. I'm always, like, oh, I don't give a fuck. But then I'll literally, like, almost throw up.
That's
like,
me.
In the middle of the day. I'm, like, I'm going to fucking throw up.
Oh, my
like,
God, same. Yeah. Like, I'll be thinking about that the whole day.
Yes, the entire day. And I'm just, like, my heart's beating. And then I'm, like, I don't give a fuck about that bitch. But then I'm, right? like, I'm, like, literally, like, gagging in the bathroom. I'm, like, I'm
like,
not okay.
Like, you're dying inside.
Yes.
So you're both avoided and anxious.
Yes.
Oh, I
guess so. For sure.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm, like, avoidant, I feel like, because... For my mom, I might have more of a secure attachment style because, like, she was very, like, hands-on.
Yeah.
And then I feel like I also get, like, very avoidant. Like, sometimes I'll, like, push people away, like, if I know they're there. But it's, like, I know they're always going to be there. That sounds so fucked up. So then I'm, like, okay. But then with other people, I'm, like, avoiding because I'm, like, oh, if you're going to do something that, like, pisses me off or I feel like I can't trust someone, I'm, like, all right, I'm going to keep you at an arm's length now and then give you, like, each little time that you do something wrong. It's, like, then it'll finally be the last straw and then I'll be cut off.
I feel like yours is kind of avoidant and secure.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, that's what I said. Like, I can be avoidant because it's like, oh, like, I'll like someone, but then it's like each little thing they do, I'm like, all right, you're not that great. And I'll be like knocking them off their pedestal until like I don't need them anymore because it's like I can already be secure and be like, all right, this is what I need. And I can give myself what I need. So if you're not going to treat me even better than I treat myself, why the fuck am I going to waste my time with you? Because then you're going to make me feel like shit if you're treating me worse than I would treat myself.
Yeah.
Because also I feel like girls, like, you know, we'll always like treat ourselves. Like if we see something, we're like, I'm going to get that. Or like if we want to go to a restaurant, we'll go there. Or, like, you know, just little things like that. So if a guy is being like, you know, really shitty or like not giving me the attention I need, like, because I also, you know, I want a guy to be all about me. So if I see he's out there fucking for everybody and like he'll say he wants to take me out, but then he's out all around town with all these other bitches or whatever he's doing, like out to the club, whatever, and not paying attention to me, I'm like, okay, well, you're making me feel like shit and you shouldn't even be allowed to do that. So like, go fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. So then I'll just be like, all right, you're done.
Yeah.
So wait, why do you think like the anxious one comes from?
It's definitely from an aspect of just like, I would say,
because I never understood that about myself.
I would say because of you know, if if one of your parents weren't there and they would
but
just
both
like,
my parents were there. I mean, there was a lot of childhood issues that I've seen.
Yeah, it's definitely from that. That's what I'm saying. It's all stems from that. Like, it's just like,
but like both parents told me they loved me up until I was like before middle school. I don't know. Like, I mean, for like when I was like a child, they both told me they loved me.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Like, because I know like some therapists say that like things like before a certain age is what makes you like not after the age. And I feel like a lot of my life was turmoil after that age because it's supposed to be like up to 7 years old.
Yeah.
Everything is supposed to make your personality. And up to 7 years old, like, I still had some shit, but it didn't seem that detrimental compared to like other things that I went to from age like 11. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's when things hit the fan for me. So I'm like, did that really create my psyche? Like, what age?
I feel like when you're a kid, you don't know what things are.
True.
And later on, you understand, like, oh, it was this, it was that.
Yeah. That's like, maybe why, I shouldn't have seen that.
Yeah, that's why maybe later on you understand what you went through.
But I'm like, what is it anxious? Maybe because...
It's different from, like, abandonment, from, like, mistrust, from, like, just, like...
I think mine is mistrust. Yeah. I don't think I have abandonment, because that was my thing. Like, I would talk to, like, a lot of my friends in psych and stuff like that, and they'd be like... Seems like you have abandonment issues. I'm like, I don't think so, because I always feel like I'm going to be alone, so I'll be fine alone. You know, like, is this bad to say that? But I'm always like, it's fine. Like,
low self-esteem as well that happens.
I think I get anxious because I always feel like someone is going to switch up in a second.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the mistrust. Yeah, like, they're just going to, like, I think they're going to be this person, and they're going to fucking stab me in the back 20 times. You know what I mean? Like, I just think, like, any little thing, I'm like, oh, now it's ruined. Yeah. Like, instantly. Yeah. Like, now it's fucked. Now it's fucked. It's over. It's over. Yeah. Like, and then my nerve system goes crazy. Like, that's how I think. Even with, like, friends, family, and relationships. Like, relationships even more with guys, I think that. Like, I always think it's, like, a switch of a dime.
Yeah.
Like, I can't trust. Like, I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop.
I feel like that's reasonable, because guys will literally switch so fast.
Because they're not emotionally equipped. They're not on the same emotional capacity as a woman.
Yeah.
Like, they're not. They're not. Nothing.
Like, they can tell you they love you one day, and then the next day, and turn it off. You don't exist at all.
Like, it's not.
Yes. Yeah. So that's, I think, maybe the closest thing I have to abandonment issue. Okay. The worst is, like, with friends. When I've had, like, this happen to me, like, one or two friends, like, they were in toxic relationships, right? And they ended it a few times, whatever. They would come to me, would rant to me about it, right? And would say all this shit about him, like,
oh, and then, like, it's like, you're both talking shit about
him. Yeah, we're both talking shit, but she would say things like, I'm gonna press charges, all this stuff like that. I'm like, fuck this guy, like really bad stuff, right? Like, I'm not even just saying, like, you know, a guy who's being a little rude one day. No, like, he was fucked up, right? So I was like, fuck him. Like, we're both talking shit. I'm trying to make her feel better. Somehow, they got back together and he reads these messages. So now when we're all together, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, then he thinks you're the asshole. And he's like, oh, she's putting bad things in your head. It's like, no, she already doesn't like you. She just keeps getting back with you.
Yeah.
I'm like, remember, I would have never known any of this. If you didn't do it and she didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. This shouldn't have even been a situation to begin with.
Literally. Like, and then they hate you. And it's like, I was just trying to be there for my friend that you're treating like shit.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden I'm like, the hoe jealous friend. Like, bitch. Be jealous of what the fuck?
Seriously.
You'll stank ass. Like,
and then they're like, oh, you should mind your business. Well, you made it my business.
Exactly.
So now I'm going to take care of it. Like, what?
I'm like, your girl who you've been treating terribly came crying to me because she needed a friend to console in. She needed somebody to help her get out of that dark space. But then it's my fault?
Yeah.
Like, what? Because
at the end of the day, those type of people end up having a soft spot for them no matter what they do.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it is.
And, like, listen, I've been there before, too. I will not go there again. Yeah. But I've been there before,
Me
too.
Me, too. And you have to, like, and you have you to go through it multiple times. Yeah. Before you realize, all right, like, you know what? Me poner las pilas, yeah. Like, that's it. Like, I...
Multiple times.
Yeah, really, it is. For women, it's like, it'll be like 20 times before they realize.
Mine,
yeah.
I'm not doing 20 times. I'm done. I'm telling you right now, I'm fucking done.
Yeah, no,
me too.
I
block. My block button is like...
Literally. I know. I'm like, you're not going to make me upset my own fucking phone, okay?
Exactly what I said. In my cellular phone that I pay for.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's like, leave me alone.
Yeah. If it's not good now, it's just going to get worse.
So now that we have our high standards, you know, we've grown and learned over the years, what is a date you would not accept from a man? Like, if a guy asked you out and he wanted to do this, you'd be like, all right, like, I'm not even going to waste my time. And you just know he's not the guy for you.
Like, going to a certain restaurant or just grabbing a drink or, like, wanting to go bowling, like, movies. Random things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was going
to
say movies,
like, I would not want to go to a date and go to movies because it's, like, that's, like, a silent type of thing. Like, we're not at that phase yet. I'm trying to get to know you.
And that's, like, a very middle school thing, I feel like, when you're younger, like, you can't talk.
I do not consider that a
that's
date.
That's more, it's, like, if they're already your boyfriend or you're dating for a while, and then, you know, because you can't get to know each other, it's kind of like a cheap date a little bit, and it's, like, you're not really, it's, like, almost like they're just going to try to get to do things with you in the dark.
Yeah.
Before they even get to know you.
Yeah.
I agree.
And we're not really, it's, like, we're not at that stage where we're comfortable in our silence yet. Like, I have to be comfortable enough for you to just, like, so, no, I wouldn't say that. I would say preferably, like, I'm very much of a, like, bar or restaurant, because I like the intimate setting. I like that you're me just too. Focused on me. I yeah, like the exactly lighting, the dim, the the like, I will literally have, like, I'm a yapper. Like, I will literally have the most the best conversations like that with someone when I'm getting to know them. Yeah, same. 100%. Like, I have that with, like, you know, my best friend, or is this, like, you know, with a guy. So it's just, like, it just, it creates more of an intimate setting.
Yeah, and you see if your conversations flow. Yeah. You have to know more about them.
Yeah, because it's, like, texting, it's, like, I don't care, like, about texting, because it's, like, you can't get close to someone by texting.
I don't like texting.
Stupid.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm not a texter.
It's ridiculous.
I'm terrible with texting.
Like, yeah. And men get offended when you don't talk to them for a long period of time. I'm like, bro, like, I got shit to do.
I like to FaceTime.
I'm not your pen pal. Like, you want to take me out, and then we could FaceTime
exactly.
or catch up at the beginning and the end of the day, but...
Yes, that's what I love. I'm like, text me good morning. What are you doing today? That's it.
Yep.
Let's FaceTime a little bit at night, or just call me during the day a little bit. Like, I just want to know what's going on.
It creates a false narrative between, like, you and the other person. It's like, oh my god, I know them so well, because, you know, I text them every day. I'm like, no,
he could be texting 30 other bitches all day.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah. No, when you're on, like, talking on the phone, your focus is more, like, on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We're having a flowing conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And also, my trust issues again. My anxious attachment is that I always am like, what are they gonna screenshot our messages?
Right.
Even though I'm always like, who the fuck are they gonna show? But, like, you know, at this point, but I'm like, still, like,
send it to the group chat, like, look what she said.
Right. Yeah. The group chat, look at this dumb dude.
Right.
Yes.
Like, literally, I mean, no offense, I do be doing that with my best friend, so.
Me too, I literally
But look what
yesterday.
The fuck he just said.
I'm like, he said this yesterday.
Right. Like, I'll be doing that with her, too. I'll be like, you know, he did this, he did that. He looked at me like this.
Uh-huh.
I would say, yeah, movies, or maybe, like, the club.
Yeah, because the club isn't, like, a date.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, like, you're trying to get a quick fuck.
Or guys are like, oh, meet me here. I would love to meet you. I'm like, oh, disgusting.
Yeah. Either you pick me up, or it's like, am I going?
Yeah. Or it's like, plan a date. Like, I hate when a guy's like, I want to take you out. And then it's like, each day, it's just like one message. I'm like, listen, if you don't plan a date by this day, I'm making other plans.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not keeping my week open for you.
Or when they make you figure out where you want to go.
Oh,
okay, where should we go?
Then it's like, I'm not even talking to you.
Like, what do you mean? You figure it. What the fuck?
Literally, like, are you not the man? You don't
want to take me out? Yeah, you're not the man? Yeah, like, you figure it out.
It's like, why am I planning our date? Then you want me to pay too? Because that's not happening.
Yeah, I get that if we were in a relationship, like, okay, let me plan out
what
to do.
Yeah,
what
do you
want to
do? Yeah. Or, like, do you have any suggestions? Even
when I'm dating and we've gone on, like, a date or two, like, I have no problem being, like, giving them ideas.
Yeah.
Like, planting the seed, like, oh my god, we should so do this one day. I would love to do that. Like, let's go to a cooking class. Let's do this. But I want him to call and make the reservation.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the low effort that it's like, you lost me.
Mm-hmm. But you could totally, like, plant seeds.
Yeah.
I learned that from Cam, to be honest.
Yeah.
Planting the seed.
Yeah.
That's smart. Yeah,
like, my mom always tell me, they're always like, plant the seed. Be like, we'll tell them. And you're like, I love this. I love that.
Yeah. Or I'll be like, oh, I'd love when you open the door for me. Or like, oh, I'd love when you, like, you know, call me every night and let me know how your day went. You know, it's just like giving them a little, like, positive reinforcement, you know?
Because
they hate when girls feel like they're nagging them. Like, oh, don't do this, don't do that. So you just have to, when they do something, make it a point to be like, oh my god, I love when you
do
that.
Do it in a positive way.
Because
they want a woman to, like, brighten their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've read about that. I read that guys like little compliments from what they do.
Yeah.
It's like a boost of their confidence.
Exactly. Or even, like, sometimes they don't know. Like, even now, like, I love when a guy opens the door for me. So when I go on a date, when I walk to their car, I wait and wait for them to open the door. And then if they roll down the window, they're like, what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for me to open the door? And I'm like, yes. Like, just wait. Like, they'll get it. It'll take them a minute, but they'll get it. You need a little more balls. Yeah.
Mm.
And then they're like, oh, shit, okay. And then they'll, like, get out of the car, open the door for you, whatever. And then it's nice.
Remember, it becomes a habit.
That's so
funny. And then it becomes a habit.
Because then also in their brain, they see you differently. Now they're like, I have to take care of her now.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this is how she gets taken care of. So I need to, like, be up to here now.
Yeah, and also, like, so I know, like, girls are always afraid to seem prissy. I'm telling you, guys like that. If they can afford it, they like it. Okay?
Because, like, they feel like a girl's a reflection of them. So if they're, like, you know, really treating you like a little princess, they feel like the man, you know?
Yeah, they feel like, oh, I'm a king with this queen.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a king with this queen.
Literally.
Yeah. They're like,
smart.
She only gets this treatment? Like, I'm the man. Like, she's with higher, like, ranking men. Like, I must be great.
Yeah, it's almost like a competition for them. Like, they're like,
I need to be better than the last guy. It's always about them, too. So be like, oh my god, you were so amazing. you open the door for me, you take off my coat. That is so great that you do that. I love when guys do that for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so thank you guys for coming on.
Yeah, it was
thank
so
you
great for having me.
You guys are the best.
Yeah, this is so much fun. Where can everyone follow you guys and keep up with what you're doing?
Well, I have Instagram. My name is Mayeli _@Adorno.
It's very basic. So soft spoken. And my Instagram is Shinigami _. Well, it's like I'm into anime, so it's like Shinigami _I. But yeah.
Thank you for being on this episode.
Right, bye, bitches.